You're listening to We're Only Human, hosted by Ben Eubanks on the HR Happy Hour Podcast Network. We're Only Human focuses and highlights how modern technology and new ways of working are creating a more people-centric workplace. Learn more and listen to all the show archives at www.h3hr.com.
Welcome to the We're Only Human show. I'm Ben Eubanks, your host. Today we have a solo show, and I'll be discussing innovation and how HR can drive organizational value. Now, this is a question I get often. People always want to know about innovation, how to make it work. And it's often talked about kind of in the media as this thing that only a few companies have, or someone might be born with this innovative ability, but not everyone has that. So this is a question I get often. Listen up. You can learn how to make this a strength for you, your team, in your organization. So innovation is often discussed as this amorphous thing that's hard to wrap your arms around, but it can be an incredibly powerful tool for companies, especially when we seek ways to use our influence as HR leaders to drive a culture of innovation. Again, it's not a thing that happens in one little piece of the business. It happens across the organization. In a recent research report published by the International Board of Innovation Science, sounds pretty awesome to me. Dennis Stoffer explored what separated wildly successful companies from the rest. Here's a quote from that article that kind of sheds light on the extent to which innovation can drive value. The research with entrepreneurs is noteworthy because it revealed the dramatic impact the measure of innovativeness has on value creation. When those founders who scored highest on the innovativeness index were compared to those who scored lowest, the ventures of the high scorers averaged 34 times as much profits. Not percent, 34 times as much profit, 70 times as much revenue, and employed 10 times as many people. They were also dramatically more likely to be one of the exceptionally high performers that investors call a home run, defined in the study as having achieved at least $1 million in annual profits. So if we're honest, all of us would be interested in those kind of returns, right? Yet paradoxically, we're doing things on a daily basis that kill the innovation that our employees could create by wasting time, creating frustration, and limiting their best performance. With every activity that we touch throughout the employee lifecycle, we can improve that experience for our employees, or we can drive at the frustrations. So for those of you that think that innovation talk is nonsense or not valuable, here are a couple ideas on how to completely kill employee innovation. First, create practices that are focused on making HR's life easier, not the employees. Maybe you can force them to enter their information into four or five different databases whenever they need to change an address. Or maybe just make the approval process for taking a day off require 3 signatures, a blood sample, all kinds of crazy legwork. Just really work really hard to make their lives miserable. Secondly, you can introduce lots of paper, workflows, and complexity as often as you can. When someone needs to offer recognition to an employee for a job well done, why don't you make them fill out a form of triplicate? Kids, ask your parents if you don't know what triplicate means, and submit to 3 different budget holders for approvals. Or create 6 different layers of performance management ratings so you can categorize your people to the nth degree without ever actually helping them to get better at their work. So obviously, I'm kind of kidding with these, but do you see a bit of reality in there? Think about your own organization and how many times those 2 decision points play out exactly as described here. Instead of trying to make things easier, we add in an extra form, an extra step. We add in an extra policy or a process. We add another workflow that makes it more complex, more challenging for people to get things done. Obviously, we want to have the opposite effect. We want to encourage innovation, but the question is how to hit that target. So here are 8 ways that HR can impact innovation. First up is hiring. When we're going through the hiring process, we need to be looking for people. We need to be selecting people. We need to be asking people about their history of creating innovative products, delivering innovative service, using creativity at work, asking them questions in those interviews about what they do that has helped them to be innovative over time. Or what they see in other people as being innovative. What do they perceive innovation as? Because those things will tell you about someone and whether they're going to be someone that puts their head down and just does their job day to day, or if they're someone that's always looking for an opportunity to improve, to make things better, to enhance what they're delivering. Second, it's assessments. You can use assessments to help you understand what those key creative aspects are that underlies one's personality. Giving them an assessment that focuses on creativity, their ability to change, to shift when things get difficult, trying to use some assessments to get down to those root things, whatever innovation looks like at your company, to get down to those essential elements, those core pieces of that, will be very helpful if you're trying to hire people, again, lumping in with that hiring piece, that bring an innovation mindset to the table. Third, let's look at training. How can we train people to be more innovative? Now, again, some people believe that this is something that someone's born with, and I would tend to agree that to some degree. Some people are born that look at the world a little different way. They can see connections where they don't exist, and they bring those together, and they create something new out of that that's amazing and different and exciting. Yes. However, there are people right now at the front lines of your business that can do things more creatively. They would innovate all day if they knew that they had permission and encouragement and a culture that supported them. So let's look at training that can help to support those essential elements of innovation, whatever they might be in your business. Again, whether it's creativity, adjusting to change, being able to shift head on. Maybe it's understanding new technologies, whatever that might be. Number four, retention. Let's make sure that we're retaining those people that are high value. I've told the story before. Years ago, we had an employee that submitted an idea in our innovation database, for lack of a better term, and the idea ended up being a multi-million-dollar business line for the company. That is someone that to this day still works there because they focused on retaining her long term, because she had a lot of value to bring to the business beyond her job description, those daily duties that she was trying to carry out. She had that mindset. She was looking for ways to add value, and they've focused on retaining her. We need to make sure that these people that are delivering innovation and innovative ideas to the business, the ones that are really trying to make things better, that we're retaining them long term. Number five is performance. Let's make sure we're evaluating those people based on these kind of things. If it is, you know, submitting 10 ideas per quarter, whatever that happens to be. I was speaking with someone else the other day, a friend, and he said, you know, every quarter they have a roll-up of the quote-unquote innovations that the staff has put in there. And he said, you know, it never fails. There will be a significant number of those innovations that are, hey, I figured out a way to increase my efficiency by rearranging my inbox folder system and things like that, that don't really support anyone else, that don't impact the business on a broader level. And that's one of the things that is a challenge, because people see innovation as different things. Let's really get them to understand what that level is, what that level of performance is, and then working with them to help encourage and drive that. Number six is recognition. Let's find ways to recognize people for delivering that value. One of the books I've read on the topic, Innovation Judo, I read a couple years ago. The author talks about when someone submits an idea that's going to save your company $10,000 or $10 million for that matter, don't give them a $10 gift card to Starbucks. That's not going to give them the specific recognition, reward, drive to help them do that again. You're not encouraging that behavior. It's almost better to do nothing than to give them that very little bit. So think about the value that has to the business. And maybe it takes a little time to recognize the value that it can bring to that business. But whatever it is, recognize them, reward them, encourage them based on the level of value that can bring. Number seven is branding. When your company's out there trying to appeal to the candidates of the world, you want to be seen as innovative, but are you talking about the things you're doing? Are you giving a good, clear path so that people that apply to your company understand that you're seeking those people that are innovative and they understand what that actually means? Again, going back to that, you have to understand what the culture of innovation looks like at your company, what the valuable things are, what the core essential elements are, and then being able to clearly elaborate on those when you're using that information, that messaging, in your branding efforts. So those are seven angles, but I promised you eight ways. One last thing I think is critically important that we cannot miss is that our internal HR practices and processes have to be a part of this. We have to be looking for ways to be more effective, more efficient, whether it's with tools, by breaking our long-held processes, you know, that sacred cow, looking for a more streamlined approach, whatever it is, we have to be more willing to look for ways to improve our practices where we are, because it's all too often when you read about innovation, it's in a service delivery or it's in a product, a technology. It's rarely about the internal infrastructure or the organization. And that's where we have the ability as HR leaders to really impact that and drive that and create some value that no one else in the business can, because they don't touch all the other functional areas. They don't touch the other product lines. They don't have that broad impact and reach and ability. So being able to do that and create innovation is incredibly powerful, and that's one thing that HR needs to be doing. So remember, innovation isn't a buzzword. It's a value-creating mechanism, and HR is not exempt from creating and reinforcing innovation every day. Thanks for joining us today on the We Are Only Human show. Be sure to check out upstarthr.com/podcast for the latest episodes and to listen to all the other shows on the HR Happy Hour podcast network. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to We're Only Human with Ben Eubanks on the HR Happy Hour podcast network. To learn more and to listen to the show archives for We're Only Human and all the HR Happy Hour podcast network shows, go to www.h3hr.com. And remember to subscribe to the HR Happy Hour network podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or your favorite podcast player app.